Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Nikki Glaser. Right after this from Donnie Baker.
Hey man, it's Donnie Baker. Seems like I'm hearing all these people carry on about fall, how glad they are it's fall, that fall's the prettiest time of the year and so forth. Man, I probably know more about the seasons than anybody I know of, and I can say for a fact that fall sucks. I swear to God it does.
Why really?
There's nothing to like about fall anyways. Days get shorter and colder. Chicks put away their tube tops and drag out big sweaters.
Yeah.
People driving convertibles have to put the top up, mm-hmm. and people driving Camaros with busted windows have to tape new garbage bags over the other one for insulation. Convenience stores discontinue their tub of fountain drink specials, mm-hmm. and malls put out way too early Christmas displays.
Yeah.
And everyone talks about how crisp the fall air is. Maybe if the air tasted as delicious as Funyuns, I'd care about the crispiness factor, but it's air. Man, it tastes like nothing, so I don't care anyways. Air sucks. Unless you're snorkeling with naked chicks and scuba tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the season that gets most people all worked up is the fall colors. Big deal, man.
Yeah.
If trees can change colors, and why don't they show their best ones all through the summer? I mean, why do they wait until right before winter to get all wild and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a chick who waits until you dump her. Then she shaves her cookie and gets a tattoo. Trees are whores, man. And I'll say it right to their trunk. Did you know fall is the only season with an alias? Its real name is Autumn, but only queens on their way to a New England bed and breakfast call it that anyways. Everybody else just uses its street name, Fall.
Uh-huh.
Right there, man. That tells you fall's been mixed up in some pretty ugly stuff in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I swear to God it does.
Get back to work, Donnie. Your break's over.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. Just get back to... Ah, never mind. You know what? It's such a beautiful day. Why worry about work? Isn't autumn great, Donnie?
Autumn.
Did I tell you I'm going to Vermont next month?
You didn't have to, Randy. I already knew. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks for joining us.
Christy!
What?
They're making kissing noises because we have the beautiful Nikki Glaser here in the room.
I'd kiss Nikki Glaser, sure.
Oh, you'd kiss Nikki Glaser?
Sure, why not?
Oh. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Tell him to do it now.
I would kiss you, too.
See?
I need it.
Wow.
Well, I won't go there.
Are you guys both
either,
going down the dusty trail together?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Me, too.
I'm ready to date women.
Okay, well, we'll get
I've
to that
made
in
that
just a second.
We're ready
to film it, but first... welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Where was I? We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I have to congratulate you, Ace, for continuing to wear Raiders gear when they are arguably the worst team in the NFL. But you are sticking to your guns.
They're far from the worst.
Who's worse?
No. They're the worst.
Scoreboard.
Absolutely the worst.
So if you're looking at the numbers, they are the worst?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to check.
Who, the Cardinals?
So, Nikki, how's it going?
Yeah.
St. Ignatius High School in Greater Cleveland could beat them. The point is, that's Chick McGee. There's Josh, and sitting next to Josh's old friend, Nikki Glaser. She's not old, but you've been friends for a long time.
Yes.
So long.
Have you two ever shared a hotel room?
Probably at some point.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
No, but actually, no, I don't think so. Because
yeah,
God
remember.
Only knows what would have happened.
I know, things occur.
Yeah.
Proximity.
You probably would have gotten pizza sauce on your sheets.
I'm sure Nikki knows of your.
Let me ask you something. What's the most embarrassing thing you can do, Tom? That's right, embarrass someone in front of a girl, right?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't embarrass me. It would take a lot to embarrass me, especially in front of Nikki.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't want to imply that there'd been any kind of sexual congress.
No, of course not. You wanted to imply that I had been overeating in the bed next to her.
She's squirming on the bed next to him. And he's going,
you want some chili?
She's gorgeous and she's funny. And Josh goes, this place doesn't have HBO.
Now,
actually, Nikki, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, you need to tell
We have learned a lot about Josh. And Josh is a wonderful human being.
One of the best.
And he has stated this, and I wrote it down right here so I wouldn't forget the exact wording.
Yeah.
Josh describes himself as, quote, a thorough and generous lover.
Listen, I'm well aware of of Josh's prowess.
Really?
Prowess? Yes.
Sure.
In the sack. We talk very openly about sex and dating, and so I know Josh Arnold could bring it. I really believe he can.
And yet he never brought it to you.
Never brought it to me. And
is that whose choice was that?
I don't know whose choice. We never had that vibe.
No, but there was never
We have something special for both of you. Ladies and gentlemen.
A curtain opens up and reveals a bed.
There's a bed.
No, I don't want to go down that road. I do want to ask you this in all truth. I'm a big fan of it, but do you like the full beard Josh Arnold look?
I don't ever notice facial hair on men, how it's different. How long have you been sporting this? It feels like you look this.
You just started growing in the side part.
Oh, right.
Yeah, maybe 3-4 weeks. Something like that.
I think it looks pretty good.
It's longer on top than I remember. It looks good,
my,
Josh.
Yeah, my hair is really
showing.
He's letting that grow too. I like it.
Have you seen the time machine, Josh?
Well, it looks okay. Unless
no, this is very visual. I'm gonna have to do the play-by-play. Yeah, Josh is removing his headphones. He's muscling
like there's
up
a
his
fine
hair.
Line between
he's
wow.
making his hair like, stick up. He's gonna bug out his eyes and just okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's
you
a fine line
it.
Between like adorably disheveled Josh and I was up all night working on my time machine. Josh,
which is I know this is radio, ladies and gentlemen,
lovely.
But I just did that one for us.
It is such a slight change.
Yeah,
and you look psychotic.
Yeah.
You look like someone I would avoid. Like if you're in a place, I'm like he's gonna do something weird. I'm gonna leave this gas station sooner than later.
Yeah, and I'm that way about almost everybody.
I know, right?
I know exactly how you feel. I look at that way at just about every person. We're speaking with comedian, and we got into this argument off the air.
We prefer a flight attendant.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Because there's not, now and I'm not trying to do any kind of gender identity thing, but it's comedian or you're both. But right. Josh and I were talking, and I know that there are actresses now that want to be called actor. I get it. Mm. What does this do to the Academy Awards?
They'll always keep it separate.
Best actor. Wait a minute. Lost the category.
What if you're non-gender
specific?
That's going to come up.
Right. Didn't that come up with?
I think someone played one, but I don't know if it.
What was that movie? Remember that? What was that movie where the guy?
What?
You know. It was that famous movie 20 years ago in which, like, it was revealed.
Could you be more?
The Crying Game.
Yeah, The Crying.
Yeah, but that actress, she was just an actress. Or you know what I mean? She was actually a woman.
Right. Okay.
The character was. But are actresses and actors who are not non-gender or whatever. And there's one on Billions. They could easily be nominated for an Emmy.
They're great.
I don't know. Okay. So, but you're okay with comedian?
You know, it's a little bit setting the playing field. When I get brought on stage and someone's like, are you ready for a comedian? I'm just like, it doesn't need to be. They know who they're here for. And it kind of just makes it about like, are you guys ready for a lady comedy?
Right.
But you know what? And that has a negative connotation, but I do lady comedy. I'm a lady. I talk about lady things. So I, as much as I like to get away from it just because people go roll their eyes about it, but I'm kind of, now I'm like, all right, well, I'm a woman. I'm a lady comedy.
It's a little different, though, like, because 5 years ago or 10 years, it was real big for, are you guys ready for your first female comedian?
Yeah.
Which is always weird. It's like a carnival barker.
It really is. Prepare yourselves.
Yeah.
Growing up, I mean, there was Phyllis Diller and a lot of really good comedians that were of the female gender. I don't know why it's become such a big issue, but... Nikki's one of the best. Nikki has also got her own radio show, which is fun. I know you're enjoying that.
I am. It's a daily thing that I go do every morning, and I love doing radio. I started, you know, doing just promoting shows at clubs, going into radio stations like here. I've always this show has really made me appreciate radio and being on radio and just loving the art of it so much.
Do you love having to get up and have something to do every day?
I do love that. I love I
because you live this the life that you people live is kind of
you people
on the road.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's
you don't really have to get up.
There's no routine, and now I have a routine. I have friends that I see every single morning. Some of them I like, and
one of them you'll meet later.
What's your drink of choice first thing in the morning?
Oh, I get a I go to Starbucks and I have a really ridiculous order, which is an extra hot venti almond milk. Misto.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Does anyone,
I do a grande Misto.
Wow. Oh, you do Mistos. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yes. That Misto train girl.
Yeah.
Now, do you, Josh, when you hear that in your mind, you're thinking, God, she's really attractive and witty and interesting. And you hear a Starbucks order and go, and I'm out.
No, no, but clearly you do, and I would appreciate if you didn't ask me.
Yeah, that's a good point, Josh.
Actually, I want to show you, Nikki, I'm so glad you brought up Starbucks. We have to go back one day to tell you this. You may have seen this story. It involves pornographic broadcasting.
After years of pressure, Starbucks says it's found a way to prevent customers from watching porn in its stores. A rep for Starbucks told Business Insider it has identified a solution to prevent this content from being viewed and will be introduced to U.S. locations in 2019.
Now, what? Well, I'm just real quick here. I didn't realize. We talked about this yesterday, and I said, "Well, what about libraries?" We have received so many pieces of correspondence, Twitter, email, etc., about places where people watch porn.
Yeah,
and I had no idea. It's pervasive. On airplanes at Wal. This one guy was working at a Walmart.
Yeah. See, I did know about it because Nikki. When I go to Starbucks, Mocha Grande is one of my favorite porn stars. And I like to watch her there.
But I guess it's everywhere at libraries.
Yeah.
And it's a big problem, and it's super creepy. I had no idea.
I think people are just so. It's just something that they pull up on their phones so automatically. They don't even think of it as like a private event anymore. It's just you pull out your phone, porn's coming up.
But what? They should think of it as a private
I know, event. Of course they should, but I think people have just become desensitized to it at this point. Josh, have you ever pulled out your phone? I mean, I've done this before where I open my laptop in public or I pull up my phone and porn comes up because it's the last thing I watched and suddenly I'm in public and I'm like, oh, no, oh, no. It's slamming my laptop at a Starbucks.
We get this story about every 3 months at some college or high school or whatever. Some professor will get up there.
Oh, yeah.
And they click the thing on and that's what happens to them. And then they get, you know, fired. This is a letter from a guy in Los Angeles. He says the solution here at the library is they've put a polarizing filter over the display on the screen, which means you have to be looking at it head on to see the image.
Oh, okay.
So peripheral viewing is obscured by the filter on the screen.
So they've almost they're almost encouraging you to look at porn.
Well, there may be.
Well, that's just their way of at least trying to keep.
So in any event, I had no idea this was an issue. I go into Starbucks like anybody else on occasion, and I've never.
Well, you don't sit in there and lounge and.
Oh no, of course not.
Well, of course not.
And you know, I've got to move on.
But how? Yeah, on a plane, I've seen it. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it more frequently happening on a plane because people just really forget they're around other people on a plane. You get real comfortable and just. But that, I mean, I woke up one time and a guy had his hand down his pants and he was like leaning on me.
No.
And he was sleeping and he was just like kind of doing some things.
Hope this wasn't a family vacation.
It was my uncle, God's sake. Ted. And I didn't know what to do because at first I go, oh, he's just sleeping and that's what he does when he sleeps. Like I made all these excuses, but he's very much leaning on me. And then the flight attendant came by and I gave her a look like, and she just goes, what? Well, that's what you know. And I was just like, oh, what is happening?
Boys will be boys.
So then I took a video of him because I was like, this is unreal. I can't believe this is happening. And he's very much leaning on me, sleeping, hand down his pants. And then I posted online and people go, how dare you show his face? And I was like, I tried to avoid it, but like, wait, why am I the person? Why am I now the aggressor? He needed privacy in that moment, Nikki.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. There was a lawsuit. not too long ago about that, when the flight attendant didn't do anything to stop the guy.
Yeah.
I think I can actually find it. This guy was caught masturbating on a plane, but they turned on the no jerking sign. By the way,
you're free to jerk about the cabin.
Nikki, just not on it. Nikki Glaser is our guest, she's at the legendary Comedy Attic. This actually leads
to a story about Pornhub. They're going to introduce a new safe for work category.
Really?
Yeah. Corey Price, Pornhub's vice president, has announced in a statement, quote, to comply with Starbucks' new policy, we've created an option that will allow fans to still enjoy great content to which they are accustomed, but is appropriate for consumption in public places.
Oh, give me a break.
This is like alcohol-free beer.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
is this going to work?
And it's still not going to be appropriate at work.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. What? So, I mean, she's just in a bikini.
You're not going to be able to get away
but
with
you still
that.
Don't want people... you know, aroused at...
Yes, that is the another part of the problem.
But yeah. that actually leads to the... Did you see the Uber story?
Yes, an Iowa man's been arrested for allegedly exposing himself in an Uber and telling the driver that he, quote, liked to masturbate in front of Uber drivers. Well, who doesn't?
Hey, this is my thing. What are you going to do about it?
Christopher Jensen, 27, charged with a misdemeanor in connection with the incident several months ago in Iowa City. Police charged Jensen, called for an Uber around 4:45 a.m.
Jensen!
And got into the front seat when the vehicle arrived. During the ride, Mr. Jensen...
Front seat?
Yeah. Right there, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Mr. Jensen allegedly took his male member out of his pants and began to masturbate in front of the driver.
Started doing Louis C.K. bits.
I know. I mean, it's like, why do these guys...
Does it have to be a girl or a guy Uber driver? Does it specify?
No, I don't know. But
no, it just can't be a Lyft.
It's...
Yeah. Well, this guy just didn't want to blow a wad on a taxi, so he called...
So to speak.
And blow a wad.
Yeah, Jake, you like that one?
And blow a wad.
This poor guy, it's 4:45 in the morning. Those are the people that really are in that danger zone.
No, wait a minute. What if we're taking one to work in the morning?
Sure. I'm saying... No, I admire them. I mean, I'm driving into work early. I see it all the time. I've actually called 911 because I'm driving in when a lot of people are coming home from the bars, and I'll see someone weaving in the lanes. I've called 911 and said,
"What a snitch!"
No, I've done that.
No,
you guys are filthy snitches.
Maybe let the guy ram into a school bus.
We work with a bunch of rats, chick.
Oh, wait a second.
Rats.
Let's get back to the cheese thief. May we switch gears here? A number of our listeners noticed this. Because
one person I bet messaged you.
No, I've got several.
Several
from the same guy.
Okay, I'll read the note I got from Mr. Oske. It right here.
Says, a member of our staff?
Yes.
And Oske doesn't know what the hell he's doing. We all know it.
Josh ate cheese at work, all caps.
Right.
But he called the deli worker who was eating the occasional slice of meat, quote, a dirty thief.
That's right. And I was a dirty thief for stealing that cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not a hypocrite.
He admits it.
Okay. Not a dirty thief. You were just...
No, I was. I was a criminal. I should have been prosecuted.
Uh-huh. This woman who works at the grocery store in the deli counter, I think it's important that she has an occasional taste. If you were working,
it's not important.
So the guy's not allowed to taste the soup he's making at the
Tom,
restaurant.
Tom, don't you remember the figure? She stole like $25,000 over like 5 years. $25,000 worth of lunch meat.
That's a lot of lunch meat. Yes, if you think about it.
That's dedication.
She should be in a prison.
Now, Chick McGee.
Now that's a little
Chick
rough.
McGee is a confessed ice thief.
Yes, he should be punished for that.
I stole two bags of ice from a giant box store.
Oh, that makes it right?
Yes.
What if everybody did that? There'd be no ice.
Hey, by the way,
I used to be a thief.
Like
I used to shoplift. I had an addiction to it until I got caught, and I've never done it since, gotten caught. And so I did. I got caught when I was 19, and it was the worst. And I was doing it so much up until then. And you know that feeling you have when you walk out of a store and it beeps, and you haven't stolen anything, right? Well, when you have stolen something, and you usually go, okay, cool. And you just kind of walk away, and the person goes, go, you're good, you're good. Well, when you've stolen something and it beeps, you don't have that reaction. You look very guilty. So it beeped, and the woman came over, and she goes, I'm sorry, I have to check your bag. And I hand it over, and she looks, and she goes, that's what I thought. Come with me. And I was so addicted to stealing that I would just steal things that I didn't even like or need. I just did it for the rush. And so I remember this really cool girl. It was an Urban Outfitters in my college town. It was like the only place to buy cool clothes for a girl my mm-hmm. age. And she brings me up in this office, and she's like 5 years older than me, and she's dressed all cool, and she's just like, why are you doing? She's screaming at me. She's like, I've had a long day. She's going through what I bought or what I stole. And she goes, really? This? Like, she's judging me.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.